Hello and welcome back to Proactive. I'm here at Resourcing Tomorrow with Katalin Kilafliski from Canagold Resources. Fantastic to have you here. How have you been enjoying the conference so far?
It's been great. You know, I finally see some hope and optimism starting to be surfacing in the market, which is great.
It's been through a little bit of a tough patch, hasn't it?
It has. And I think I'm seeing some signs of light at the end of the tunnel, which is good.
Well, let's focus, as always, on the lighter side of things. So when you look at those bright lights, what kind of shape are they? What is it that's giving you this sense of optimism?
I think it's fundamentals, really fundamentals. I think, you know, we are in a situation where, you know, it's excessive inflation and it's, you know, lots of money on the sidelines. Metal prices are still relatively low to where it should be, and we are really seeing a situation where markets need for metals, being gold, copper, lithium, whatever you want to call, it's happening, and there is not enough, right? So it's a fundamental shift, I think, that's going to take a long time to balance, and will be a fun ride.
Well, this is nothing new for you, because you've been in this industry for a little while, and now you are back with Canagold, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really happy to have rejoined the company as CEO a few months ago, having been the CEO of the company for about almost 5 years in the past. But really, it's at a critical time when everything has changed with Canagold. You know, Canagold has been around for 30 years, has one of the highest grade undeveloped gold projects in Western Canada. That finally, after 30 years, we have a brand new board of directors and a large shareholder, which has both the financial means and technical capability to help us get the project through the finish line, which means bankable feasibility, permits, and the production decision. So with that in mind, you know, we are somewhat privileged compared to the regular junior companies that we have a group now that's funding us through this path of feasibility and permitting, regardless what the market want to do, right? So they've already provided funding to us, and they'll be providing more as we move forward. So really, we're in a situation where through the progress we're going to make, as feasibility progresses and permitting gets going, we're forcing the revaluation of the company, right? By the fact that we will become, you know, a project that's on path to production, right? So very excited to be part of that. And, you know, also considering the financial capabilities of the group that's behind us, we're very much looking forward to hopefully take advantage of the weakness in the market, which I think is still going to persist, by being able to hopefully expand our portfolio and add other assets that will be accretive to our company. So, you know, that's another part of my duty and stuff that I'm really enjoying very much, making and creating value, making deals happen, and really creating value for shareholders. That's all what it's all about.
Good. So what's your vision for guaranteeing that value for the shareholders long term?
I think it's really very simple here. You know, it's really a matter of being able to execute, right? And really, you know, I won't call it a guarantee. I won't like to guarantee anything. There's no guarantee in life except, you know, that one day everybody dies, right? But really, I think it's a path to something more concrete by the fact that, you know, the funding is committed and we can achieve the objectives, right? So I think, you know, you want to call it as a guarantee, let's call it as a guarantee, but really I'm excited about that, being able to get through the finish line, right? And also, as that process evolves, being able to leverage the same type of both technical and financial capability to bring other projects along as we grow, right? So that's really what's keeping me very excited.
Good. Oh, I'm pleased to hear the enthusiasm, and thank you very much for coming and sharing your story with us this afternoon.
Absolutely pleasure.